It is now time for the program Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme, brought to you with the kind compliments of the NTI. Good evening to Sluggy Dan.
Manners and respect, good evening, welcome to Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme, 6:30 p.m. on the nation's number one station. Today we have a very special guest, Ollie, and she came from extremely far just to have a brief sit down and chat with us. So today we can't really waste time and keep her waiting. We can take your all calls. Yes, we will take your calls. I want to know your favorite Bayesian tunes. I want to know your favorite Bayesian Christmas dishes. But we are going to get to that for sure, Ollie, after we speak with our special guest. And let me say before Ollie introduced the guest, if you have anyone in Canada, anywhere in Canada to shout out, this would be the perfect time to call and say hello to your family. We got the whole of Canada locked on right now. My family is messaging my phone going crazy. I got it over there charging. They can get to the messages soon. They can shout out everybody. But for right now, Ollie, please do Uncle Sluggy the honors and introduce our very special guest.
Yes, sir. Miss Sonia Marvel Carter is the representative of government and people of Barbados in Canada as Consul General at Toronto. Before taking up her post in Toronto 4 years ago, Consul General Marvel Carter spent 9 years in the public sector in Barbados before going on to work for the United Nations as Special Assistant to an Assistant Secretary General and was based in New York. A graduate of the University of the West Indies with a master's in sociolinguistics and a diploma in business with an emphasis on marketing, she has 23 years' experience in the private sector. Consul General Marvel Carter, who has a working knowledge of both French and Spanish, and who is also an English language teacher, is committed to further developing relations between host country Canada and Barbados. She also sees engaging the diaspora while identifying and maximizing trade, labor, and other economic opportunities of mutual benefit to both Barbados and Canada to be of the utmost importance. During the COVID pandemic, CG Marvel Carter produced and hosted a 3-season, 60-episode YouTube web series entitled For the Love of BIM, which highlighted Barbadians and Canada and interesting happenings in Barbados. The series was geared at engaging the diaspora and keeping them connected to each other and to Barbados. Ladies and gentlemen, the representative of the government and the people of Barbados and Canada as Consul General, Miss Sonia Marvel Carter.
Good evening, ma'am. Welcome to Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme. I thank you so much for taking time out your busy schedule to have a sit down and chat with us.
No problem at all. I am very happy to be here. Thank you for the introduction, Ollie, and thank you, Sluggy, for the invitation.
Yes, please.
Hi, everybody. Please. Yes, everybody in Barbados listening, all listeners, hi. Good evening.
Yes, send you first off, ma'am, we're sending you some sunshine on behalf of Ollie and I. We're sending you and everyone some good Bayesian sunshine right now. But how are you before we start off, before all the formalities, how are you doing, ma'am? How is everything?
Doing all right, you know. It's minus 6 today, though, so I'm very, very happy for the sunshine you're sending our way.
minus six ain't bad, though.
Not in the general scheme of things.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, you all get crazy, okay. Minus 30 and minus 25 and so on.
Yes, in Toronto, we don't normally get those kind of temperatures, but in
Ottawa, you're Toronto,
areas, yeah.
Yeah, well, I aim for you. And we spent last Christmas in Ontario, and it was crazy, absolutely crazy.
Yes, so, yes.
So minus 6 sounds really good to me, ma'am. First thing I would like to ask, I'm sure all you might have questions, but the first thing I would like to ask is, can you please explain the role of the consulate for us?
Oh, of course. Yes, that is a question that a lot of people have. First of all, let me explain the role of the mission in general.
Oh, yes,
now,
please.
People may know that there is a High Commission as well as a consulate. And people sometimes ask what's the difference between the High Commission, the consulate, and an embassy. And we want to let people know that a High Commission is what is called when we are in a Commonwealth country. So you will understand that sometimes you hear the U.S. Embassy, but the British and the Canadian High Commission. And that is because, like I said, it's termed a High Commission mm-hmm. when we're in Commonwealth. Mm. That's exactly it. The High Commission deals directly federal to Barbados government. So the High Commission is usually located in the capital. And in this case, it's in Ottawa, which is the business capital of, or I should say the capital of Canada is Ottawa. That's the parliamentary capital. However, we all know generally that the business capital is Toronto. And the reason that the consulate is located in Toronto is because that's where 75% of our diaspora is. So let's get into what the consulate actually does.
Yes, please.
Both the High Commission and the consulate, we serve the diaspora. And we will be able to assist persons who want to travel to Barbados. Mm. So the diaspora, for instance, if they lose or want to replace passports, they want to get a Canadian driver's license, having come up to Canada with a Barbados driver's license, and you mm. then want to get a Canadian driver's license, we can facilitate some of those processes for you. If there is, unfortunately, if you come up and something happens in terms of you get into some kind of difficulties or trouble, you can contact the consulate as well for assistance. We also assist, like I said, with if people want to go to Barbados, they want to know if they need a visa. So they may be from, not necessarily from Canada, but another country, and they're in Canada and they want to travel to Barbados, and they would contact us to find out if they're traveling for, say, an Iranian passport, if they need a visa. Those kind of things would be the major things that we get. But like I said, specifically passports and so for our diaspora.
And does everyone, does every Bajan or those of Bajan descent as well?
That's correct. People may want to get their Bajan citizenship. So you may want to become a citizen of Barbados, maybe by descent. Like you said, your parents were born there, maybe by marriage, you were married to a Barbadian.
Yeah.
So those kind of things we assist with. What I will say as well is that it is very important if you're traveling to Canada or wherever in the world. I'm going to speak specifically about Canada, but I want Barbadians to know that when you leave your homeland and you're going to another country, maybe for a vacation, to study, to work, whatever, or you're relocating to that territory, it's always important to find out who your representative is there. So in this case, Canada, you find out where the High Commission is and where the consulate is.
Yeah.
And we do have a form that you can fill out to register with us. And some people ask, so why do I need to register with the consulate? And it's for this particular reason. We need to know where you are. We need to know where our people are in Canada. We need to be able to assist. If we don't know there are 10,000 people, then we don't have the resources to assist 10,000. So if we know there are 10,000, we try to match that. And we need to know what's happening with you there, not just when you get into issues or if you lose your passport or lose a document, but we like to know where our students are, where we have people studying so that we can put measures in place to ensure that you're well taken care of, you're looked after, and that you can get a piece of home if you want. So we also facilitate things like the diaspora puts together sometimes a nice little feast with Bajan goodies. And we have some students who come up and they're like, I'm homesick. I can eat a little cuckoo now. I would really like a banana. So we can tell you where to get that. Some nice, nice. Authentic Bajan food.
Nice.
So those are some of the reasons. And like I said, and now we're on social media. So we're on Facebook and we're on Instagram.
Yes.
So we ask people to follow us.
Yes. Nice. I absolutely love that. And you're making me absolutely hungry, and you're making it feel and sound like home. I want to say good evening to Tahir Ali. I want to bring in Tahir quickly. Tahir is from the NTA, MAM, that's National Transformation Initiative. Well, I'm glad Tahir tell you about the organization. Come in, Tahir. He's a young man too, extremely young. Good evening, Tahir.
How are you? Good. Yes. Good evening, Sluggy, and good evening, Barbados, and good evening, Consulate General. It's a pleasure to be here. And yes, you're here to talk about the National Transformation Initiative. We're basically here to transform and upskill each and every Barbadian in every possible way.
Yes, no, listen, right, Tahir, hearing MAM speak about their role in Canada, right? And then she speak about the Bajan things, you know, and she sound like she miss home a lot. Can you speak to anything that the NTA does that could help us be better citizens so that when we are anywhere in the world, we really understand what it is to be a good and outstanding Barbadian citizen? It might be asking too much, but is there anything that the NTA does that can help us with that?
Maslagi, you never ask too much. You never ask too much. And you got, you good, have Consulate General Sonia sound like a teacher by saying, ma'am.
Thank you very much, Tahir. I was just about to say to Sluggy, let's dispense with all the formalities and the protocol.
Yes, please.
And you could call me Sonia. You can call me Sonia.
right.
No, ma'am, Sonia is no problem as long as you tell me I can. If you don't tell me I can, I will not ever call you by your name. Only when
Sluggy's
you tell me I can.
A respectful man.
A good, respectable young man.
At all times. Go ahead, buddy. I asking a lot because no. I think with what going on now to hear and from listening to Sonia speak, it seems like we need to know what it is to be a proper citizen no matter where we go. You get me, Ollie? Right, so I'm asking Tahir, do you have anything that can help me, Uncle Sluggy, with that? And remember, absolutely, the Consulate General is listening, so represent yourself.
Absolutely. We have lots to offer, you know, and have the car citizenship, of course. But before going to that, I just want to make the point.
Go ahead.
I'm of the firm belief, right,
mm-hmm,
that when we leave our shores as Barbadians, and we have a big diaspora out there, I think we realize, and Sonia could correct me if I'm wrong, we realize how much Barbados has to offer and how good Barbados is and how developed Barbados is compared to other countries in the world. We call ourselves a third world country, but genuinely, I don't believe that we're a third world country. And we have to start seeing ourselves as a developing nation and a thriving nation and a powerhouse in the world. I think that's where we need to start looking. But we're not getting into that discussion too much tonight, Sluggy.
But I agree. Go ahead, buddy. Go ahead. You got license for Uncle. Listen, you have license for Uncle. I agree with you. Go ahead.
But the citizenship course is excellent one. And we can work with Sonia to see how we can get the Barbadians out there in Canada doing the citizenship course.
And it's free too.
Teaches you,
it's free too. So I'll mention that.
Free, of course.
You know me. If I can learn for free. You know, ma'am. Sorry, Sonia. If I can learn for free, I don't pass it up.
Sounds good to me.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, buddy.
Teaches you how to become a star Bajan, as we say at the NTA, where you can equip yourself to operate in 2022 world. And then obviously thinking of the community. How can you as a Barbadian be a part of the community? How you can build your skills. And I would just like to mention, a few weeks back, we were at Polytechnic with a part of the Construction Gateway Training Initiative.
Yes, please.
And a guy in there look at me and tell me, why you need to do this course? I'm a Barbadian citizen. I know everything about Barbados. So we sat down and reasoned with him and said, look, you can get a job, but how are you going to learn to navigate? How are you going to learn to communicate as a Bajan? How are you going to be able to navigate the challenges? Mm-hmm. How are you going to be able to communicate better? How can you understand yourself better? How can you become your best self? And he started doing the course. And by the end of the course, you might tell me this is the best course he ever did in his life. That if he did this when he was in secondary school, mm-hmm, he would be a lot better now. And he has a 12-year-old daughter. This man is in his 40s, Sluggy. Mm-hmm. Almost two times your age, Sluggy. Mm-hmm. And And he said that he's going to get his 12-year-old daughter to do the course. So the citizenship course is an excellent one. And we can definitely have a session with those CG in Canada, where we can promote the courses of the NTS, especially the citizenship course, because we want every single Barbadian to do the citizenship course. And we have over 20,000 Barbadians signed up for the course already and yes. doing it online. Yes. And it's fully online, fully accessible. And you can do it at any time, any place, and no matter how old you are.
Yes, and of course, there's over 1,000 free courses. Course in the health industry, course in the food and beverage industry, courses in money management. So over 1,000 free courses, which I think is absolutely awesome. But I heard you mention things like understanding yourself, how to communicate and things like that, Tahir, which is things that sometimes we often take for granted, especially if you're young, right? I just want you to explain briefly why is it important, Ollie? Why is it important for someone to study how to know themselves, how to discover themselves, how to communicate effectively? From your standpoint, Tahir, as a young man, why is it important to study these things?
It's absolutely important that we know these things. And the earlier we know these things, the better we can know ourselves, one. Mm. But the better we can become, becoming our best selves. That's mm-hmm. making sense.
No,
and
get
we
you.
Become our best selves. We could then impact our community. We could then have a positive impact on our family. We have a positive impact on Barbados. And that's how we need to get our people thinking. And we as the people need to start thinking that. When we start to better ourselves, naturally, our space around us will become better as long as we're doing positivity. So we have to start thinking how we can become better people and better citizens and then making Barbados a better place. And it goes into overall talk on education. I think Sonia yes. has a point to make. I see Sonia jumping in and out.
Yes,
Sonia.
Let's go.
Yes.
Let's go.
I do have a point to make. And
floor is all yours.
I want to say that I had not heard about this course before, and I'm very, very happy to hear about it. It is always my belief when we have our students come up, our international students come up from Barbados to study here in Canada, yes, I always please. Like to know that they can express themselves and they can express themselves well. Whereas they may have sometimes the academic qualifications, sometimes their public speaking or being able to effectively communicate is lacking. Or I should say maybe not as advanced sometimes as some of the others. And I know that courses like these will assist. You will hear our Prime Minister talk about global citizens, and we in Barbados are creating global citizens. So when they come over to Canada, when they make their mark here or wherever, they are global citizens hailing from the beautiful island of Barbados.
Ooh,
and
yes.
they need to be able to express themselves and be confident in that. And from what I'm hearing from you, Tahir, it seems that this course in citizenship will allow, a number of our young people to be able to have that extra confidence to when they land here in Canada to speak out and be able to be heard and express themselves effectively.
Yes.
Tahir, I must also tell you that I sat in class with your dad and I went to
speak. Oh my.
I just wanted to put that plug in for you, Tahir, all right?
I hope this was at the best school in Barbados.
Of course we went to the best school in Barbados.
The Beacon on the Hill.
That's correct.
Lucky and Ollie might disagree.
which school
at this
is this?
Point in time, we're not interested in who disagrees.
Christchurch Foundation.
Oh, nice. I can't hear. I can't hear. One of my artists.
No, you can't hear.
No, one of my artists went. One of my artists went to Christchurch Foundation. That's a hand year. You know what you do? Six and up a six and did really well. She also won the Junior Calypso Monarch. So you can't hear. The CEO of the National Cultural Foundation.
Which you do
a lot of work with, also went to foundation,
went to foundation.
Yeah,
Lori
Leon Worrell, one of the greatest musicians in the world. ranked the foundation. You know what I mean? He's who's the conductor for the Barbados Steel Orchestra, the Youth Steel Orchestra. Can't hear it, man. You know what I mean?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And we have a vibrant association here in Canada as well. Give me a minute to let me tell you a bit about the Barbadian associations here within the diaspora.
Well, no problem.
So there are a number of Barbadian associations. A lot of the schools are represented as well. So you have the HCQC, you have Foundation, of course. What? We actually don't have one for Calmer. Well, it's strange, but anyhow.
Man, please don't start that. Oh my God.
I'm not starting
what?
It.
You just
already. I'm not starting it.
Oh my
but
God.
I just want to say as well that there is an association called the Barbados Canada Association. And why I'm bringing this up is because it ties in with the SJPI. The Barbados Canada Association has recently signed a MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, yes, with the Disaster Emergency Management Department in Barbados. And they are looking to produce some hurricane bins. And I say this because although the Barbados Canada Association, we've raised funds to do this. The SJPI students are the ones who are going to be manufacturing and making these bins. We do have a couple on the island, but they were donated by the Japanese. And now the SJPI students are looking at how they can produce them. And once the funds are together, they're going to produce them there at SJPI. Some really lovely big bins that house equipment and so on for hurricane supplies that will be, they'll be put at like places nearer to like police stations and so forth in the various parishes, so people have access in the event of a hurricane. So we are working here. The associations work very closely with entities at home, and we try very, very much to encourage the young people. And there is a young association here called Bridge TO, number of young people. Some of them are students who would have come up to Canada to study and have remained here. Some of them are students that are still studying at this point in time. And like I said, it's called Bridge TO. They do a lot of work. And what they do as well to encourage the young people would be students who are here studying would not normally, we don't have Thanksgiving in Barbados. We do Christmas. But yeah, here, Thanksgiving is a big thing in Canada and North America.
Yes.
So what they find happens is that when the rest of the students go home or go to their families, the Bajan students really kind of feel left out. So what Bridge TO has been doing, they weren't able to do it during COVID, unfortunately, but they were having like this big luncheon. And it is just for the students the Barbadian students who are here.
Make it feel like
and they can have it free of cost or at minimal cost because the associations will put the money up for those students and they come together and have a wonderful Thanksgiving feast.
Oh,
so there are things like this they look out for. They assist homeless and they take some of the students out into the streets of Toronto, downtown especially, and give out hampers to some of the homeless down there. They really do a lot of work.
Oh, man, that's so awesome. And Tahir, you know, you would love that because that's our life for sure. The youth and helping others, you know, and that positive movement.
And food.
And you just lit Ollie.
And food.
Look, you just lit Ollie. Ollie here rubbing the belly. Ollie here talking. Ollie here going in my bike, you know, explaining. And Ollie here rubbing the belly. I didn't know you would have said
Ollie,
that.
Well, Ollie, I'm going to make you feel even worse now because just before I came on here, I went over by another Bajan. She has a catering business
it's
called House of Sauce. So I had my cuckoo and I have some pudding sauce out there to eat a little later.
Mommy,
so
you ate cuckoo and still sauce?
Sauce is for later.
Oh, you are a Bajan, boy. Let me tell you,
that's
cuckoo
right.
And sauce on the side of all these can't get more.
That's
in
right.
Canada, too. That's lucky.
Yes, let me tell you. Go ahead, Tahir. Go ahead, buddy.
What was he saying? You could take Barbados away from a Bajan, but you can't take the Bajan out of a Barbados. What
is it? Hear it all the time.
Yeah, you can't take Barbados out of me, boy. You know what I mean? You can't take the Bajan out of me. You
Bajan know to the bone.
You could take me out of Barbados. But you can't take Barbados out of me.
That's right.
That is it, Tahir. And mom, but I love what the Bridge TO is doing. I love that. And Tahir, I'm glad that Sonia liked the idea of things like the citizenship course and so on. And I'm extremely happy to got a youth organization over there, Ollie. So, you know, like, making that connection, you know, and introducing these things to our people there is not hard at all. You know what I mean? And the courses are absolutely free. So, Tahir, we have to look at how we can do that for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. We got to look to make that connection.
Oh, gosh.
And it's all part of building our Barbadian
for the,
brand.
For the courses, to hear not the food. Ma'am, I'll tell you, if we come and you got the caterers, make sure you put Tahir at the back of your line.
I wouldn't do that to Tahir.
Oh, God, no. Tahir, you gone clear, buddy. You gone clear.
Yeah, no, he gone clear. He gone clear.
Go ahead, bro.
He's a bulbulia. His father would kill me if I did otherwise.
Your father's a great man, too, boy.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, but we're really working hard, like I said, to ensure here, especially that we have a succession plan. So
like
although
home.
A lot of the associations are aging, you know, we have an aging population here, like everywhere else, we're ensuring that we incorporate the younger blood into things so that, like I said, there's a succession plan and
nice.
They too. So we're not just talking about the students who come up, but of course the second and third generation Barbadians here to ensure that they too are a part of the dialogue and what's happening here in Canada with respect to Barbados
so awesome.
And Barbadians. So just letting you know that we're trying our best and on top of things. And that's why we have a social media presence as well to ensure that people keep logged on to us and know what's going on within the diaspora and within and in Barbados as well.
Okay, ma'am, I do have a question for you.
See, Ollie, they're burning to ask a question. Go ahead, buddy.
Mind. Sonia, Ollie, please,
okay,
Sonia.
I just want to say good evening, especially to you too, ma'am, and to hear.
Sonia, Ollie.
Sorry, Sonia, and to hear my fellow foundationers.
Yes.
That's what you wanted to say?
No. The question, what I do have for you, though, is I've been seeing on the news a lot recently about opportunities opening up in Canada for people. I think Canada was saying they wanted, I think, 250,000 people, immigrants by a certain year.
Yeah.
So in terms of Barbadians and opportunities opening up for Barbadians in the future, do you have any information or will you have any information?
Nice,
for
boy.
Us?
I love that.
Okay, let me take this. I'm going to take this question and I'm going to give you an answer, but it's a roundabout answer. Okay,
no
a little
problem.
Bit of going
no
around
problem.
The roundabout a little bit.
We happy with any answer.
We're going to start with this. Look at the size of, just based on what you're hearing from Canada in terms of them wanting to have people. Let's do a comparison.
Yeah.
For instance, the USA has something like 3.7 million square miles. The USA is about 3.7 million square miles. Canada is slightly larger at 3.8 million or so.
Yeah.
However, the USA has 332 million people. You know how many Canada has? 38 million.
Yeah.
So we're talking about a land space in Canada that is slightly larger than the entire United States of America.
Yeah, and
but Canada only has 38 million people in comparison to the USA's 332. So let's start with that as to why you would see that Canada would need to increase their population. That's the first. Going back now to what your specific question about Barbados. We have within the consulate, and maybe I could have said this before, but within the consulate, there are four departments.
Mm-hmm.
So the consulate, that's dealing with passports and those kind of things in the diaspora. Then we also have our Invest Barbados department. So that's dealing specifically with obviously investments for, you know, in Barbados. And we have our BTMI department, which is the tourism aspect of it. And then we have our Barbados Liaison Service department, which deals with just what you're asking,
like
which
that.
Would be persons getting opportunity in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
At this point in time, I think everybody knows about the Farm Labor Program.
Yes, please.
So that is a program that had been going on for quite a while. Added to that would be the hospitality aspect of the program, which, you know, we are a hospitality nation. So we have people coming up to work in the hotel sector here.
Lots.
I mean,
lots of people who recently left. So much people, in the hotels, restaurants, all the things. Yeah.
Exactly. Yes, but we're trying to find other areas. We're now looking at niche markets and other areas of opportunity for Barbadians. Right now, there may be some opportunity in construction. Canada is looking to do a construction boom shortly, and they're looking to have people come up in that area. Of course, there are always, you know, doctors, nurses, lawyers. They have all areas that they want to have people in. And most people I know will go on to the Canada.ca website, and I encourage people, mm-hmm. if you are going to do this on your own, you must always check with the Canada.ca website, because mm-hmm. that's the Government of Canada's website. If whatever you're seeing online, any opportunity you're seeing online, you don't find there or they don't ratify it there, be very wary. And you will notice that, for instance, it is illegal for anybody to charge you money to get a work permit or anything like that. Mm-hmm. If you go online seeing opportunities and they're charging you a lot of money to be able to do these things, that's not right. It doesn't happen like that in Canada, because the government specifically says you cannot charge people money for that. They may charge you money for services, other services, but not for work permits. The only people who can give you a work permit would be the Government of Canada. Mm-hmm. So any funds or fees should be paid directly to them. So I'm just giving you a roundabout saying, you know, a little caveat as well, telling people to be wary, because there are a lot of scams out there as well. People call us daily saying, oh, I just paid thousands of dollars to X thing or Y thing mm-hmm. to get a job in Canada. You know, no, you shouldn't be doing that. So just be wary of that. Mm-hmm. Back with the government of Barbados now, mm-hmm. we are trying to, like I said, find opportunities, additional opportunities outside of the regular areas that we can have for our people. There may be some opportunities. We're looking at cultural diplomacy as well. So there may be opportunities within the cultural sector.
Nice.
You know, but none of these things are hard and fast as yet. None of it has been signed on the dotted line at this point in time, but we are exploring opportunities for people, because as you rightly said, Ollie, Canada is looking to bring immigrants in. But of course they want certain qualities. They want to make sure that people are coming in who are educated, who can, you know, fit in and be productive citizens in Canada and not come in now to feed off of the government and welfare departments here, but to be productive citizens, which Barbadians are known to be productive citizens of Canada and assist greatly in the development of Canada in general. So we like to keep Barbados's name high on that list and make sure that the people who are coming in, that they come in doing the right thing and they come in to be productive citizens and make their way up the ladder if they need to do so. And we do have a lot of those people. I can name several people that y'all would know of as well, who have come to Canada and made a name for themselves, and in so doing made a name for Barbados as well, or a better name even for Barbados.
Well, yes. Tahir will bring you in. Tahir, know you have to go. Just want to always tell you that do such a great job in the things you push and promote, you know, especially as such a young person. So just want to tell you thanks all the time. Anytime, you know, Uncle give you the call, you're always there. And I always want to tell you thanks. And anything else you want to share before you run off to your other meeting, bro?
Thanks so much for having me. It was a pleasure to be on with Sonia. And as usual, it's been a while since we've been on here, but it's a pleasure as usual. Yeah, we want Bajans to log on to the nta.org.bb. And Sonia, we can definitely have a chat to see how we can get some of these offerings for our diaspora in Canada, where they can log on. Yeah. But I just want to, it's free of cost, absolutely. Yeah, and I just want bigger one person.
Yes.
Sluggy, you could beg her, a lady from Haynesville, Shakina. Yeah. She just messaged me and tell me that she locked on and she listens every week. So she won't beg you up. Shakina? She might feel embarrassed now. Yes.
Yeah, no problem. No, don't feel embarrassed, man. Listen, don't feel embarrassed. Anytime you have persons, and all the, I say this all the time, especially young people, who could just listen to people talking and educating and tuning and don't ever miss a show. Like, I have to appreciate that. To hear, we ain't playing a song, we ain't playing a bashment song, we ain't playing a slat lyric, nothing. We just having meaningful dialogue and people listening, tuning, and messaging. Come on, man. There's no shame in that. None.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on, Sluggy, and all you all the best, and we'll chat. We'll chat further,
man.
Of course.
Tahir, thank you.
Tahir, just want to commend you as a young man. You really speak well and carry yourself well. So big respect to you. And listen, I just want to say especially big respect to Sluggy Dan.
For sure.
Having these kind of programs and conversations, and even within this conversation, you're now able to link with the Consulate General in Canada with different programs for Barbados over there. And, you know, it's all because of Sluggy. So many thanks to you, Sluggy.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Yeah, biggest stuff to hear. And don't forget, people, there's training.nti.org.bb and over 1,000 free courses. And what I love about this, Ollie, is every single course is from an approved and accredited university. Ollie, you understand? All AWL and there's true Coursera, and you don't have to explain Coursera and the credentials Coursera have, you know, in credibility. So that, I think for me, Ollie, you think that's amazing. That's, you know, they're saying like a transforming nation. You have so many detailed courses for free.
Free.
You understand? It's like, come on, that's like changing. And as far as making the links, this is me, Sonia. There's so many opportunities we usually have that does be free or that don't really cost us anything. But the only thing that's hindered is because we don't have a conversation. So like, I will not have a conversation with the Consulate General for whatever reason. I just won't have that conversation. I won't have a conversation with Tahir. I will come, do my own thing in my own corner. Like, but for me, that ain't helping. The more of us connect together, don't care where the world we are, the better, Ollie. You understand? The better. So that's what he does. You know what I mean? It come from where he come from, but in these times, we must be on a different mission. And meaningful dialogue is needed, especially, you know. Communication is key.
I agree with you 100%. Sluggy is very, very important. And that's why, like I said, I really encourage our young people here, who especially those who come up to study in Canada, I encourage them. I encourage them to come to the Barbadian gatherings. To when, like for instance, just last month when we would have had our flag raising, the Barbados flag raising for independence, I would have invited a number of the young people. Whenever I have something here at the residence, you know that things have opened back up. And so there was a little lull, of course, during COVID, but I try to invite the young people and let them come out and be able to talk to some of the older folks, to talk to the diaspora and get a feel of what's going on and not be shy, you know, have the conversation. Because it's really, really very important. So I, like Ollie, I thank you as well, Sluggy, for reaching out to me, you know, to ask me to come and do this, because I'm very, very happy to engage. I'm very happy to engage youth. And by the way, y'all were shouting, no, Haynesville, just know I want big up all the people from Haynesville as well. I have a close affiliation with some of those people out there in Haynesville. I grew up not far from them across their husbands, and a lot of us went to school on the same bus and so on. So no, I'm a little older, but their children and so on, I still know them. When I come home, I still see them. So that's a good thing.
Yes, for sure. Locked on. Yes, and we got some questions, Ollie, if I may. How is the culture, the Barbadian culture, in Canada? I see that a lot. No, whether it's Barbados Underwater or the other things. How was the Barbadian culture received over there, ma'am? And what are some of the things within our culture that you enjoy doing that Canadians also enjoy?
Oh, well, that is easy. Of course, the music, the food, I mean, that is some of the things that the Barbadians and the Canadians alike enjoy. Mm-hmm. Like you rightly said, Barbados on the Water, well, we would have had a break from that during COVID, of course. Not sure, you know, when we resume, what will happen. But we have a number of other events. So, for instance, there will be the associations, the Barbadian associations here, they too have their smaller events. And there would be a lot of, like, say, for instance, the other day, there was a Calypso show, the trainees put it on, but we had a number of Barbadians who participated in that. They didn't have the actual competition this year because they figured, well, let's just have the show and give people a chance to come back up for the competition. But we do have a number of Barbadians that participate in that annually. Nice. And we had Susan Grogan, who was a winner, a Bajan, and she won it a couple times as well. So, and RPB writes her music, you know, so
RPB?
This is good stuff. Writes the music.
That's what I won't by doing. I won't by getting writing songs and sending up in Canada. Someone page Mr. Stetson Wiltshire.
Dr. Stetson Wiltshire, please.
Sorry,
forgive me
it's
if I'm
true.
No, no, Bag, but don't worry about it.
No,
pun intended.
Bag is a professional songwriter, and Bag will tell that this is his trade. Bag don't mix concrete.
Exactly. And he was actually here last week.
I saw the videos. Listen. I saw the videos, Ollie, right?
Yes, in Montreal, and I went over. IG. We came back on the same flight. So
I never tell you the people walking up, Ollie. I say, ha ha.
Of course.
And anyone on IG, you can follow, or Facebook, you can follow the Barbados Consulate, Toronto on IG. I see by step up. So we have a bike doing out there. They are starting up. Everybody walking up.
And he was actually in Toronto a few weeks prior to that on November 5th. There was an event here, and he was here for that as well. So, you know, we have our entertainers coming up. We had Ramon Coke in Montreal as well.
Who's brilliant now. Ramon Coke, brilliant now.
Yes, they were excellent. Yeah. So much so that the mayor of the city we were in there in Montreal, she has asked if they could come up. There's something called Just for Laughs in Montreal, and she wanted to know if they would be available. So she's trying to now, hook up with them to make sure that they're back for Just for Laughs or be a part of Just for Laughs. So these are important things. We have a young guy, I'm putting him on his spot now, called Joseph Callender. He plays the sax. Well, he plays the sax, he plays the guitar, he plays a lot of instruments. And he was one young guy, went to foundation as well, came up through the Eggs Band with Cassius Clay back in the day.
Listen,
I'm not sure if you even know about that, Sluggy, or you might know. Eggs Band with Cassius Clay back in the day.
And I know Joseph from all them times. I also did music at BCC, right? So it's like one.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, I studied music at BCC. So it's one family. Then I do voice and performance at London College of Music. So it's one, you know, it's one family. It's just that what I do now is only focus on the young ones. You know, I don't care about your stardom. Only the young ones. And Joseph is someone that is still a young man who was in the game so long. But he's so good and so humble, Ollie.
When they tell you a humble young man. He actually wrote the music. He wrote the music that I used for the theme music for the Love of Bim.
Oh,
that
nice.
Background theme music is
for
Joseph's
real?
Music that we used for that.
Nice.
So, I mean, he is excellent. We had just the other day for our independent celebrations, we had Quan, our Calypso monarch, came over. He's studying in Canada. So he came over to Ontario. He came over, to Toronto from London, Ontario. And he performed. So, you know, we're making sure that the older diaspora may not have known Quan before he came over here, but by the time he came over here and he sang his songs, they knew his music then, you know? So we're making sure, like I said, that the diaspora is exposed to the younger musicians, the younger cultural practitioners coming up. And we have a number of them here. And like you asked, So the Canadians are into, obviously, the soca. They're into urban music.
Mm-hmm.
We have a number of people doing food here. So you have like Bajan Kitchen, Bajan Shack. You have in Montreal, Le Bajan. You know, it's a lot of food that's out there. People are hearing about it. We have a young guy called Danny that does some old-time sweetbread. I mean, delicious sweetbread. And people are clamoring for that. We have Bim Street Eats, and these are all online. You can go online for Bim Street Eats and order your meals. And all of these are nice Bajan food. Some of them have a little twist, obviously, to let the Canadians know exactly what it is we're talking about.
Yeah.
But it's good. You know, there's even a guy that does a macaroni pie patty. So there's a patty with macaroni pie in it. Yes, and he does that.
To be honest, that don't sound too crazy.
No, it's not crazy at all.
Because the party could go and meet and so on.
It's not crazy at all.
I could picture that TS thing. I could picture that TS thing. Tasting very, very good. Because
it's good. I've had it and it is good.
Yeah, because I eat macaroni. I eat like a macaroni and cheese dinner something like a door and fried already. And it did taste real, real good. So you can imagine that tasting good. And mom, I find...
Exactly.
And I was having a conversation with Adrian Combach on the same show, Ollie, who's chef from Cook Caribbean. And he was saying that like, he find that sometimes when you explore really Bajan dishes, you know, and make them with things that might be palatable to other persons, you know, that'd be a easy way to introduce them to our dishes and our culture, you know, instead of getting them everything hard on. So I find that dishes like that, man, work really well.
Yes, they do. And of course, they love the fish cakes. They can't get enough of fish cakes. So those are things that, you know, I think that the Canadians are really into now. And of course, our West Indian people will be into them as well. So we have, because the Canadian, not just the Canadians, but we have a melting pot of cultures here in Canada. So you're going to get people with all kind of eclectic tastes and like I said, within their culture as well. So they're now exposed to a lot more of Barbados and of course the rum. So, you know, we have Mount Gay and all of them being sold here at the LCBO. And people are always on to the rum. So they're always asking us. They would call the consulate, you know, okay, yeah, we can get the rum at LCBO. Yes, you can. And things like not just the Mount Gay, but you get like plantation rum here. People are very much into plantation rum. So it's very interesting. But the food, like I said, and a lot of our culture is very much rubbing off on the Canadians. They're very much into it.
Oh, man, that is so awesome. Sonia Marvel Carter, who's the Consulate General for Barbados in Toronto. Ollie, we can't let her go as yet. She's being so brilliant. We learned so much. And she got Canada sound like home as much as home or even more than home. Listen, we get Tia King not only on Christmas Day, but Ahanje, Ollie. Then we get Tia King a message from the NTI. And come right back to the Consulate General. It's been wonderful. Be a jury to my rhyme.
Let's have a merry, merry Christmas.
wishing you a very Merry Christmas. To spread your love and joy throughout the year. I love this song, Ollie. I love this song, Ollie. This is the junior martyr. Imagine this is a youngster. This is a young lady. This is the junior martyr of Barbados. Imagine young people doing this. Sounding like this. Ollie, come on, man. This is magic. And big up Russell Oliver, who produced and wrote the song. You know, like Kingdom for Life music. Big up Russell Oliver on the work. I hand you. This is a brilliant song. Mom, I want to ask. I want to put you on the spot quick. I want to know what's your favorite Christmas Beijing Christmas song, or at least one of them, because you know you might have more than one. I know you might have more than one.
You're gonna put me on the spot.
No, you might have more than one.
I will tell you.
Yes, please.
Yeah, it's more than one, but quite recently, I heard something by John Yard that is becoming my favorite.
Oh, type in that, Ollie. I think you know what she means. I think you know.
Is that song she means? Three Kings, ma'am.
You mean these?
No,
three kings?
It is something that.
Him and Mikey?
Nope. It is a very recent one that came out. And I saw the video to it recently. It's something about him not wanting to do chores for Christmas. Something like that. I think that's so funny. It was hilarious.
Could it be No Not
That
I.
was hilarious.
No
but
Not
But he has another one from before that's really good.
Yeah. Play a piece of No Not I. Let me hear if this is it, Shimi. I can't remember the name. No Not I.
Yes, I think that's it.
Yeah, this was sweet. Yeah. The season has come. It's time to be merry. It's time to have fun. A momentous occasion for everyone. But I have a problem. I have been rolling. By the time Christmas Day comes round, I just keep burning. So I Listen, this was sweet here. This was sweet, ma'am. This was, sorry, Sonia. This one's sweet. This new, but I can see this one playing for years to come for sure.
on.
Now, this mama want you to listen to this one. I'm sorry, Sonia, I want you to listen to this one, please. This is Lummy Dong Ollie. This is No Place Like Home by Mishka Gill. This is another young person, Ollie. Another very young person, early 20s, studying to be a doctor, but is one of my favorite, absolute favorite vocalists. This was produced by Quantum Productions. She has Samis Jamil at the top. But I want you to just listen to this song and tell me if it don't make you miss Christmas in Barbados. Mishka Gill, medical student, No Place Like Home, Quantum Productions, Ollie.
Yeah, man.
Send you some sunshine, some nice Bajan weather. Well, it getting dark now, but still, you know, not nearly as cold as well, you are.
It was dark here for quite a while, but yeah. Let me tell you something. That song is excellent. I really love her voice. I like the melody. I like the arrangement. And I can tell you, I'm hearing something in there that reminds me, I don't know why, of Two Mile Hill. When something about that song, as listening to it, am reminded of, there's another song called We Don't Have Snow. Not that they sound alike at all, don't get me wrong.
You're right. It's the vibe. It's a similar vibe. You are correct. It's a similar vibe.
It's giving
vibe.
Me that feeling of Mahalia singing We Don't Have Snow. And that is another song that I really, really love. That 2 Mile Hill version of We Don't Have Snow.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Because
I think when they did it, it would have been Nexus, but no, 2 Mile Hill, same thing.
Yes, for sure. And Mahalia is just so awesome. She could sing, chant, rap, everything. 2 Mile Hill, is it? Like you said, it was Nexus.
Actually,
before.
I did an interview with her on the same web series I was telling y'all about called For the Love of Bim, when she had her book, when she brought out her book on Bajanisms. Yes.
Listen.
I did an interview with her on that.
Man, things like that, right? Sorry, Sonia. Things like that be so important for Barbadian culture, especially doing what you do and being outside of Barbados and finding things to help keep the connection, the connection with Barbados and the Barbadian culture. I want you to speak to how important it is for us creatives to create work like that can speak to our culture, but still things that can be exported, if you understand what we're trying to ask.
Yes, I know, and I can tell you that.
Yes, please.
I want you to be true to yourselves.
Yeah.
When you are creating, like you were asking, you create that you're being true to yourself, so you don't stray too far from the Bajan in you as you create. You don't stray too far from that. However, like you said, some of it you would need to adopt and adapt in order to be in the market. But when it comes to for instance, like your music, the music is the vibe within itself is something that transcends all kind of cultures. And I mean, even if people don't necessarily understand the lyrics in terms of they're not understanding the words that you say, trust me, they don't understand some of the Jamaicans and some of the others.
Gangnam style, we didn't understand nothing in Gangnam style.
Correct. So that has nothing to do with it. It's a lot to do with the vibe.
Yes.
It's a lot to do with the beat. It's a lot to do with your performance. It's a lot to do with, like I said, the whole vibe of it. And for instance, you have people like Ebony Rowe here who does Honey Jam.
Yes.
And when Ebony does Honey Jam, Barbados, and then she comes to do Honey Jam Canada. And sometimes she brings up a few of the artists from Barbados,
That is so important.
Yeah.
Yes,
I'd like to make sure that the Barbadian diaspora here and Canadians alike, of course, that they know about it and we can attend and be there for our artists. And it doesn't matter when the artists come up. Something I will say though, outside of art, but say for instance, the business side of it, like say manufacturing, is one thing that I must say that people have to remember when you want to do business in Canada is that Canada is bilingual. It is not just, I know we like to think of it only in the English sense,
because
we're in Toronto but Canada is bilingual, and
very much
the Canadians like to know that you are going to cater to the French side as well.
Yes, you have, ma'am. I learned that you have to, when you're in Canada, and if you're there for an extended period of time or doing business or anything, you have to cater to both sides. I have a cousin that won awards and so on for DJing him, Leonard Adams, right? And Extreme, right, Ollie? And first time I ever went to Canada from young, that's what you tell me. If you come in, if you don't hear and standing for an extended period of time, you have to incorporate both languages, because you will get people traveling from the French side and spending extended period on the English side, but don't speak English. You must get the both sides.
Have an advantage when you do that.
Yes.
Yeah, when you do that, you have an advantage because the Canadian government likes to know that you are being inclusive. So, I say that to people all the time. If you want to export to Canada, especially, for instance, you have to think about your labeling being in English and French, things like that. So these are little things that people may not necessarily think about. But with respect to the cultural side of it, like I said, it is the music transcends all types of cultures. Mm-hmm. So, and I think people gravitate towards right now the soca and so on, so people are very much into that soca beat. and the calypso beat. People are into it, especially here in Canada. And because it's a multicultural society, it's very accepting of, you know, they like to try things and learn new things. So that, I think, is very important. And you just have to perform it. If you're coming up here, you perform, your vibe is what gets the people. So that is very important.
Oh, Ollie. Sonia, yeah, beautiful, absolutely beautiful and brilliant. And it is such a pleasure to hear you speak so fondly of our art and our culture, and you loving things like soca music, Ollie, and she loving like Bajanisms by Mahalia, right, Ollie? Mahalia took a lot of the Bajan sayings. And a lot of the Bajan sayings that we would say, or we would come out here and our grandparents were saying, popular Bajan sayings, she took them and made a book out of them, but explained what each one meant. You understand? So you could go and read a whole litany of Bajan sayings, you know, and see the explanation for each one. You know what I mean? Like whatever, any Bajan saying you could think of, she have in this book, this collection, which...
That's very true, and it is excellent. Yes. And I must say, I have a soft spot for that because I like to think of myself as a cultural practitioner as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have a soft spot for the arts, and I'm a linguist. Mm-hmm. So that means that I very much into language, very much into Bajan, very much into our dialects and so forth. And it's really important to me. And I like to think that people know that we are bilingual, and you know, not shy away from speaking Bajan. Of course you can. I mean, there's a time and place for everything. But my thing is, you have to be able to speak Bajan. If you live in Barbados, you have to be able to speak Bajan. I think so. Or understand it at least.
Listen.
You know, so.
Yeah, listen, all hear place, that, but, man. Yeah. I love it. You know, we had this conversation on air. You know, Ollie and I with another linguist, Vaughn Tatum. He just completed his doctorate at UWA in linguistics, and he was on this program, Sonia, and he was speaking just like you and said that we need to see ourselves as bilingual as well. Same thing you're saying, and we need to see Bajan as a language. And then he even went on to explain why it is indeed a language and what makes a language a language. Which is quite simple. Obviously, if you and I, if we communicate, or a group of us communicating, Ollie, especially if it's over an extended period of time, and we all understand each other and communicating effectively, you get me? Like, that is a language. You get me? So he
of
was.
Of course, it is.
Yeah. So no, but he's who taught me that, because he was telling me stop saying. He was telling me that you don't have to say a Bajan dialect if you don't want to. You can say a Bajan language. You know what I mean? Which is separate and distinct from English. And then he went on to explain why we speak English the same way we speak it. You know, like, we learn English we learn it a certain way. It wasn't like when the brain here to sit down and taught us English. We had to learn it however we can. So how it sound to us, we say the word how it sounded to us, but associated with the words we already knew, which wasn't English.
Exactly. So that is what it is. It's a hybrid, and we all have a spectrum that we are on. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have a spectrum that we are on, and sometimes we can go from the basilec, which is, you know, pretty much the lowest form as they want to call it, to the mesilec in the middle, to the highest. But we have a spectrum that we are on, and like I said, I like to think that I can speak either one on any part of that spectrum that I can speak and understand. It is important to me to be able to code switch effectively and quickly. I need to be able to do that. And I think I do it very well, and I've done it for years. And I tell people that all the time. So I don't like to hear when people talk about, you know, you're speaking bad, or that is not English. It is not. It's Bajan. It's a completely separate language.
Yeah, that we were saying.
Exactly. So you can't. So it's not bad English. No, it's not. It's not bad English. It's Bajan. There's a difference between bad English and Bajan. There's a major difference between that.
Listen.
So, you know, like, there's a major difference.
And he was, and listen, right? He was explaining that because a lady was saying she hated to hear dialect on radio. And she was even calling and speaking about it. She even got my number somehow, probably from Ollie, WhatsApp me. We had like 3 hour conversations, and and she was praising English, and they told her, like, you know, I'd be fairly honest on radio, Ollie. Sometimes too honest when they tell me, it's like, you know, no, behave, don't say that, especially you and Ronnie. But I told her, like, I did English in second form. Never did an English class. Skip all, never third, fourth, fifth. Obviously, it wasn't the slug, you know, no. Then, fall in love with music. So I wanted to not just be slug. I wanted to have credentials behind my name like anyone else, you know. Come from the ghetto, but could do this. That was my aim. So I had to do English at BCC. English and Communication. Now, I told people, like, my partner, Kevin Lynch, and I, we went on tour with the police band. I was in police band at the time. So we went on tour with the police band. We didn't get to do our midterm. We just get to do a 10% exam and then the final. And it got almost full marks in all. Right. So then I asked her, like you think someone can do that with Bajan language or dialect? Like, there's no way that me, and using myself as an example, should be able to go BCC and do English, hardly get anything wrong. After never doing English in third, fourth, north, fifth form. So trying to make English greater than our language, to put down our language, was the message that was trying to hit home to her. It was showing her that is bad English and dialect is not the same thing. Because English easy, like understanding an egg, an apple, understanding and before vowel, that's not hard. It's not hard. Dialect is different.
It's the dialect. Yes, beautiful. Exactly. It's different.
Come on,
and people
man.
Need to understand that. I'll tell you something. I remember I had an English teacher, and she would say to me that she was having a conversation with a guy one time on the bus, and you know, he was speaking in dialect. Yeah, ma. So you say, ma, da, da, you know, this kind of thing. And all was well with the world. Yeah. So she told him she was an English teacher, and then he turned and said, "So where do you works?" No, come on. No, that is bad English. No, if he had continued in dialect, he would have said something like, "So you does work?"
Yes.
That's different. Because that's dialect.
Yes.
But dialect does not say where you works. That's right. Just bad English.
Correct.
Yeah, because he was no trying to hyper-correct.
Love that.
Which is not necessary. Which is not necessary, you know? So that's what I'm saying. So my thing is, I'm saying people need to be able to tell the difference. I'm saying you speak English, of course, you need to know English.
Yes.
That is important, but you need to be able to code switch.
Yes.
You need to be able to speak English, you need to be able to speak dialect and be able to code switch. And that's why it's important here in Canada too, because you will find, like, for instance, at the consulate, people will come in, Bajans will come into the consulate and they will be happy. They're happy to hear the Bajan accent. They're happy to hear dialect because they're not hearing it, obviously, in Canada where they are. And they're happy to hear the Bajan dialect. So sometimes we go overboard just for them.
Speak. Like, man, what you're saying is so true. I remember being in Canada, big up Mr. Clark, and being in a clothing store, Ronnie. And I asked, what's the price of them shoes there? And girl, thank you, talk some more. She said, I ain't here, bitch, I sat in so long. I said, we here. Yeah. I mean, it had me freak, just talking, like the girl said. So she was a Bajan Foot Locker. She was a Bajan working in Foot Locker. But while in Ontario, far closer to the factories, Ollie. So she rented her own apartment, right? And she said, yeah, all day she doing here in Bajan. She, when they come in and ask for, yes, the price of their shoes, listen,
true.
She was so happy. Just, can you imagine? And see that? That made me feel so good. I can't explain to you, right, Sonia? I can't, and I can be honest, I cannot articulate why it made me feel the way I felt. But when she tell me talking to her, oh God, I just want you talking to her. And mind you, she ain't know me, we ain't know each other. She just said, well, I ain't hear piece of Bajan in salon. Her exact words. Yeah. But I can't explain why it made me feel so good.
People don't realize how important it is to others here. I mean, when identity. I first came up as well. Yes, of course. When I first came up, I remember one of the first speeches that I gave. I saw this man in the front and he was smiling from ear to ear. So when I was done, I looked at him and he said to me, he says, it is just so refreshing to hear the Bajan accent. I mean, because, you know, he's hearing Canadian all the time. So
yeah,
the Canadian accent. So he was happy to be able to hear the Bajan accent. So I tried to make it a point Especially, like I said, when I'm speaking, that I make sure I throw in a few Bajanisms here and there and make sure people know exactly where I am from. And especially if I'm not amongst Bajans as well. That happens quite a bit when I'm not among Bajans. They
Oh
have to know
gosh.
where I
Oh
am
gosh,
from.
listen, man. Ollie, listen. I can safely say that our art, our culture, our name, our heritage, you know who we are. Like those things, as far as the diaspora thing, Canada. Okay, you can only speak to Canada because she's only the Consulate General for Canada. You understand? I can safely say is in good hands. She don't only say that she's Bajan. You can hear it and you can feel it. And then the things she like, and then she talking about the particular songs that she like, you know, the foods that she like. I can hear that for her, this is not just a
This is
job.
not a job, no.
You know what I mean? 'Cause every boy can see the real, you know, easy to say that, but you can't fake it for so long. You know what I mean? Like you can't, especially with us. So he can tell mom that this ain't just a job for you, that you just love Barbados.
I'm a bitch and I only happen to work in Canada, but I live in
No,
Barbados, you
but
know. I just work in
listen,
Canada.
like, Ollie could tell you, and probably Ollie could tell you the amount of people that don't like things like dialect, the amount of people that don't like soca would freak you out. You got more people that Barbados had 280,000 people, you know what I mean? Or probably a little more, but let's say 280,000 people, Ollie, and at nothing to do with soca or anything, you can never see 80,000 people. That's not even the majority. Anything to do with Barbadian culture, you can probably see a 6,000, 7,000 the most. Majority of Bajans don't push Barbadian culture that hard. If I selling a pair of Jordans, or you selling a pair of Raj Paul shoes or whoever, then Jordans just sell out 10 times the one. Still, and is not an insult on anyone, Ollie. It's just that it's so much to conquer for us to love ourselves. Don't get that.
Well, I must tell you, Sluggy, though, that in outside of Barbados, especially here in Canada, like you rightly said, I can speak about Canada because this is where I am. The diaspora is extremely patriotic. You will find that there are things that when we at home in Barbados, we pay no attention to, that the diaspora here, they pay attention to. They would
Yes.
want to have the most branded things. So you won't have
Yes.
Barbados on everything.
But
So
that's
you won't have
happened.
a
You will feel
Barbados
it
hat, a
outside.
Barbados this. You
Yes.
know, it's important, and they are very patriotic. And sometimes I like to say that the diaspora is even more patriotic sometimes than people at home.
No,
I
no.
tell you, and
Listen,
I kid
ma'am.
you
Listen,
not.
right? Listen. And you're going to say sometimes, like, as everyone knows, I spent all of my Christmases in Canada, right? Because most of my family out there. And I can tell you, people, my brand is being a Bajan unapologetic Ollie. That's what I'm popular for, pushing Barbados and the youth. And my family in Canada more Bajan than I am? By far. By far. Listen, if them could wear a shirt with a Barbados flag every day, they would. So
That's
what
correct.
you are saying, Sony, is not wrong at all. And remember, a lot of my family are born in Barbados. It's just that my aunts and uncles, you know what I mean, it's Bajans. But you see, my cousins love Barbados. You see when they hear, oh yeah, sign of my cousin here. My aunt and uncle don't be here most of the time. Them is come by themselves. Ollie,
It's
so.
funny, but our receptionist at the consulate went to school here in Canada. She, I mean, yeah, she's born in Barbados, but she came here maybe when she was around, I want to say 10 years old. And she has been in Canada for a
Most of her
good
life.
40 years.
Yeah,
When you
longer than she
hear
was
her
here.
talking, you would never know. You would swear she left Barbados yesterday. I kid you not.
Sounds like
I kid you not. If you hear
Rihanna.
Kathy Ann speaking, when she answers the telephone at the consulate, when she engages people, you would not believe that she went to school here, a high school, not to say just college, high school.
You won't
Kathy
be.
Ann is completely Bajan.
You won't
Love
believe
it.
it, no. You won't believe it. That's true, cause my cousin Leonard Adams, he named DJ Extreme. He ain't born in Barbados. He born in Canada and he speak Bajan, Ollie. So what you are saying is so true, but if we being fair, Ollie, We can't understand why that would be so. Why, if you are not living here, you would be more, you would push Bajan culture more because you would miss it. Like, when you're in Canada, when you're in Canada, right? I just miss the beach. And I live in Black Rock.
It's a human thing.
I live in Black Rock, Sonia. And I just only miss the beach when I'm in Canada. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's very true.
A different
a couple
man.
Of things, though, I want to touch base with y'all on quick before I got to run. But
no problem.
A couple things I want to tell you.
Yes, please.
I want to let the listeners know that, like I said, there are a number of organizations here in Toronto. And for instance, there's the Grant Morris Foundation, and they're going to be collecting toys here in Canada during the Christmas season that go home. They send them home to the Nightingale homes and so forth. They send for the kids down there. So number of things. There's a organization here called Heroes as well. And they're having Christmas celebrations in Barbados, but they would have raised the funds here in Canada, and they go home and they have the celebrations in Barbados for some of the schools, and they give backpacks and school things, you know, school supplies and so forth to some of the kids there who, you know, less fortunate children who would need those things. So there are a lot of organizations here, like I said, that ensure that they look out for Barbados and Barbadians. So I just wanted to mention those. And like, of course, the Barbados Canada Foundation that does a lot of work for the hospital. So I just want to let people know that when you hear and see these organizations, the names of these organizations, when you check out, because you have to follow us on social media.
Yes.
Follow the Barbados Consulate on IG and Facebook. Consulate General of Barbados is on Facebook, and Barbados Consulate at Toronto is on IG.
Correct.
You follow those, you will see and get all of the information of the many associations here who are doing great work. The Alexandra Association, obviously they assist Alexandra at home. Foundation, same thing, they assist Foundation at home. There are many organizations. HCQC, like I said, they do their thing back home as well. So just saying that the people who, the diaspora here, very patriotic and ensure that they give back, because that is what they're about, giving back and making sure that, you know, people at home, that we're doing well. They try to invest as much as they can as well. And they're always looking for ways to assist. So don't, you know, make sure you keep track of what is happening on our Facebook and IG pages. We try to post something new every day so that you have information on what's happening here. And they have information on what's happening in Barbados. So like I said, those are very important. And one last thing before I forget, road tennis. Road tennis is picking up here in Canada. Recently, we've been doing a lot of promotion of road tennis, and a number of the schools here now are picking it up. And we brought in some people from Barbados to do some exhibition matches, and there are a number of Barbadians here in Canada who played road tennis in Barbados, and they are now trying to train some of the
teaching as well.
Teachers here.
Yeah.
So the Peel region and some in Toronto region, they're going to have road tennis as part of their PE curriculum. They're going to teach the children road tennis.
So big up that,
we have
Ollie,
Barbados
man.
Branded nets and
that is
Barbados
what you're
branded
about.
Rackets. You know, so it's becoming a big thing. We even had one of the mayors and so trying to play a little road tennis. And,
that
you know,
we're talking
it's
about, man.
Exactly.
Expanding the culture worldwide.
Exactly. That's exactly what we're trying to do to make sure that Barbados is large and in charge every time, and that people recognize us for our, you know, the sporting activities that we have, especially road tennis. That is indigenous. That's an indigenous sport to Barbados. So it's, you know, those things are very, very important to us.
Oh, that's brilliant. Listen, Ollie, today was so awesome. Fantastic. You know, we can go on and on. Man, we supposed to finish at 7:30, but the conversation is going so well. We got so much extra time, and the people loving it. I don't want to say goodbye because I'm sure this is not the last time we're going to have a conversation, but just know that I appreciate you more than you could truly know, because these things mean the world to me. My platforms, man, for whatever reason, I don't know why, don't matter where I go, the young people follow me like crazy. So I think it's important that I have conversations with persons like yourself who can make positive things and transformative things seem so much fun. and cool Ollie. You get me? So that's why it's important for I to be responsible and let the youngsters that follow me hear conversations like this. So I truly, truly appreciate you today, ma'am. So much. Thank you.
I thank you so much, Sluggy. No, I'm serious. I was very, very happy to be a part of this because that is what I like to do. I like to engage people, especially the young people. Yes, I mean, people of all ages, I love engage. But the young people, I like to engage the young people because I like to make sure that they are coming up and seeing what's happening. And like you said before, to be productive citizens.
Yes.
And we have to guide them. We have to guide them in those directions to make sure that they're productive citizens. And I like people to know that we meet you wherever you're at.
Well, yes.
And we show, you know, we offer you these things. We show you where you can go. It's up to you at the end of the day to take the, you know, to take the invitation from us and be a part of it. But I want to open that invitation to people. Yes, they need to listen to some of these programs, make sure that you're up and know what's happening. Like you said, it's not all about the music every time, but sometimes you have to be serious. There's a time and place for everything, and there's a season for everything. You know, that's going to be very important that you listen to some of these programs. You never know what you're getting.
You have to. And I love fun. Everybody know I love fun. You know me. I was hard there. I love fun. I's a Rasta man, but all the education is important. You know me. I don't care where you get it or how you get it, as long as you get it. This Uncle Sluggy Ollie, great job today handling the boards, my brother. You know, I appreciate you each and every time. Same pure
here,
love.
Bro. Same here. Ladies and Ollie, gentlemen.
Ollie, thank you so very much as well. It was wonderful, wonderful being here. Before I sign off, I gotta say hi to my Bartel people.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I know y'all Bartel. Are long gone. I have to say hi to my church family, my Methodist church family, yes. My yesteryears.
Yes, shout out your peoples.
Say hello to them.
Yes, yeah, no problem.
Mama, I was just going to thank you so much for spending your time with us this evening.
Oh, man.
And really giving us so much wonderful information and valuable information about what goes on in Canada. Ladies and gentlemen, the representative of the government of the people of Barbados in Canada, as Consul General, we say a very, very special thank you to Miss Sonia Marvel Carter. This has been Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme with Sluggy Dan. Good night, everybody.
Yes, we in the Christmas season, but that don't mean that we done making sense for independence. If the Christmas feeling can go on, why can't this independence feeling go on too? We nation building all year round with the National Transformation Initiative. Give yourself the gift of greater knowledge and skills with the courses from the NTI and Coursera. Now nobody should end up like Pong getting nothing for Christmas, because at nti.org.bb there are thousands of courses to choose from. Something for everyone, for free. This is no Christmas scam like Gibbsy Dan. Log on to nti.org.bb and have a transformative Bajan Christmas.
Blessings. Blessings.
Are you a gamer or the parent of a gamer? The NTI and Coursera has a course to help you get ahead of the game. The world of esports is a fast-growing billion-dollar industry, and it's only going to get bigger. How do you or your child get in and get a piece of the pie? A good place to start is the course called Collegiate Esports and Career Planning. To understand all the different avenues and to examine the choices available for you as you pave your way through the esports world, go to nti.org.bb, because esport is serious business.